It's 7:43 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. A fund that pays for black lung benefits has been neglected by lawmakers.
Senator McConnell is one, he's the most powerful senator in the world, you know, as far as that goes. If he gets on this, he can push it through.
That story in just a minute. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. A new study found that almost a fifth of U.S. children and young adults report drinking no water on a given day. And the kids who don't drink water consumed nearly twice the calories from sugar-sweetened beverages as those with some water intake. Carol Lofton reports.
The study looked at data from about 8,400 children and young adults. On any given day, about 80% of the kids reported drinking some plain water. Kids who said they didn't drink any water on a given day consumed about 93 more calories a day from sugar-sweetened beverages than kids who drank some water. Sugar-sweetened beverages are any liquid sweetened with various types of added sugars. Examples include soda, fruit drinks, sports drinks, energy drinks, and sweetened waters. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that West Virginians have some of the highest consumption of sugar-sweetened beverages in the country. West Virginia also has the second highest youth obesity rate in the country and is number one for adult obesity. The study was published this week online in the Journal of the American Medical Association Pediatrics. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Carol Lofton.
An NPR investigation found that despite mounting evidence and a stream of dire warnings, federal regulators and mining companies failed to protect coal miners from toxic dust. Now, at least 2,000 miners are dying from an epidemic of severe black lung linked to that toxic dust. This morning, we'll hear a conversation between Inside Appalachia host Jessica Lilly and Becca Schimmel, one of the reporters with the Ohio Valley Resource, who's been following how the medical costs for black lung may soon fall increasingly to taxpayers.
After Patriot Coal's bankruptcy, the federal black lung program inherited the costs of care for former miners like Robert Bailey. He received his double lung transplant with money from the Black Lung Disability Trust Fund. It's a federal program that provides benefits to tens of thousands of sick coal miners. But that fund is running out of money, and last winter, Congress went home without resolving what the future is going to be like for sick miners in need of medical care. Becca Schimmel has been reporting on this for the Ohio Valley Resource, and she joins me now. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Jessica.
Becca, this money essentially pays for health care and disability for coal miners who suffer from black lung if their former employer can't pay or can't be found. There's been several reports of coal companies declaring bankruptcy during the latest industry decline, so it seems that this would empty these funds pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's definitely challenging the fund. You know, the closure of more coal mines means fewer employers are contributing to the fund by paying that tax on the coal that they extract. So already less is going into the fund because there are less open coal mines. And add to that that tax rate has gone down on those open mines. It'll put more strain on that fund. And this comes at a time when we're seeing an increase in cases of black lung in younger workers.
But coal companies have been paying taxes into this fund for years. Why is it running out of money?
Right. So the fund's been around since about 1969. It was part of the Federal Coal Mine Health and Safety Act that passed right after the Farmington mine disaster. But it was running out of money. And so in 1981, Congress basically doubled the tax and then renewed it 10 years ago. But from the industry perspective, they're saying that they need this coal tax rate to go down because they're already facing significant economic stress. You mentioned the latest industry decline. They're kind of using that and saying that we need this relief in order to keep paying into this fund. Otherwise, we're going to be so stressed we might have to close more mines.
So has there been any movement in Congress on this?
Well, Senator Manchin from West Virginia did propose a bill back in January to increase the tax that would help pay for the fund. But when we spoke with him around that same time, he said without Senator McConnell, it wasn't likely to get a floor vote.
Well, Mitch McConnell is the one person that's holding us up on this. Hate to say it, but one person.
Essentially, what Manchin is saying is that McConnell, as the majority leader of the Senate, it's kind of on his plate to bring it forward, a way to renew the fund. Someone else who'd like to see this bill pass is Carl Shoup, a retired miner in Kentucky.
Senator McConnell is he's the most powerful senator in the world, you know, as far as that goes. If he gets on this, he can push it through. And I believe that. And I hate to put that on him, but it's the truth, you know.
So what does McConnell say about the Black Lung Fund?
Well, last year he told the Ohio Valley Resource they wouldn't let it come down to the wire.
That'll be taken care of before that would get into an expiration situation. It just won't be allowed to be unfunded.
And yet, Congress closed out 2018, letting the current tax rate expire.
Yeah, this set it back to the tax rate from the pre-1981 level. And budget officials are estimating that by the middle of next year, there won't be enough money to fully cover the fund's benefit payments. But that doesn't mean it'll run out of money by next year. It just means that the benefits people are receiving now could be reduced, and it might be harder for them to get benefits in the future.
You know, Becca, growing up in the coal fields here in southern West Virginia and starting to report on the mining industry some myself, it almost seems like it's part of the culture, which has now created an even greater burden for the coal miners.
Dealing with black lung and this surprise, you know, advanced cases of black lung has really hurt the families of Appalachia as well. You know, they're seeing their family members suffer from this, and on top of, you know, seeing them suffer from black lung and advanced cases of black lung, now they're having a harder time getting the benefits that they need, and it could get even worse.
With a system that just doesn't seem fair. Becca Schimmel reports on jobs and economics for the Ohio Valley Resource. Becca, thanks for staying on top of this issue and giving us the latest on this important topic.
Thank you, Jessica.
You can hear more reporting about the rise of black lung disease on the latest Inside Appalachia podcast. Find it at wvpublic.org or wherever you get your podcasts. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills. Support for West Virginia Public Broadcasting is provided by Holiday Inn Express downtown at the Civic Center, offering breakfast, parking, and shuttle service in the downtown Charleston area. Information at 304-345-0600.